Paper Plate Turtle Dialogue. I have a great activity for us today.
What is it?
This activity is called Paper Plate Turtle.
It sounds funny.
Well, it is lots of fun. Remember how we saw some turtles when we went to the zoo?
Yes, I liked the turtles.
Me too. Today we're going to make a picture of a turtle, but instead of drawing it, we're going to make our picture out of lots of different items.
How will we do that?
I'll show you. Here I have lots of different items. I have some paper plates, some tissue paper, some felt tips and crayons, and some glue and scissors.
What are these things?
These are pictures. See how each picture is a different turtle body part? Here we have a leg, and over here we have a head.
Yes, I see.
Great. We are going to use these pictures to make our turtle. First, though, we need to color them in.
What color should they be?
Well, that's up to you. I'm going to make an orange turtle.
That's funny. I'm going to make a blue turtle.
Why not? Okay. First, you need to decide if you want to use a felt tip pen or a crayon.
I'd like to use a felt tip pen as they're brighter than crayons.
Good thinking. Okay, so grab your blue felt tip pen.
Here it is.
Lovely. And I have my orange one. So now let's carefully color in our turtle body parts. You can use different colors for different parts if you like.
Okay. I'm coloring my turtle's legs with my blue pen.
Well done. And I'm coloring my turtle's legs with my orange pen. See how I'm being very careful to color within the lines?
Yes, I see. I'll try too.
Great. Now we have all of our turtle parts colored in. Now we need to cut them out.
How?
We'll use these special extra save scissors. I'll show you how. Put your thumb through the big hole like this, and then put your middle finger through the little hole.
Like this?
Nearly. Make sure you poke your fingers all the way through. Now, open your hand. See how when you open your hand, the scissors open too?
Yes, I see.
That's how we use them to cut things.
Will you show me?
Of course. Let's start with one of our turtle's legs. We place the bottom blade of the scissors underneath the paper like this, with the top blade on top. When we close our hands, the scissors snip the paper.
That's clever!
It is, isn't it? When we cut out shapes, we have to be very, very careful. I don't think our turtle would like it if we snipped off one of his toes, would he?
That's silly! Turtles don't have toes!
Okay, why don't you try copying what I'm doing to see if you can cut out your turtle leg? You need to follow the outline of the leg very carefully.
Okay, I'll try. Ooh, this is tricky.
Don't worry, you'll get the hang of it.
I've done one side.
Lovely. Now down the other side like this. There, now you've cut out a leg. Why don't you try the next one?
I think I can.
I know you can. You're getting good at this now.
There, I've cut out all the legs.
You are clever. Now you just need to cut out his head.
He has a funny head. There, I've cut it out.
Great job! Now we are going to use our glue sticks to glue the legs and the head onto our paper plates. We do this by dabbing a little bit of glue onto the back of the body parts and then pressing them onto the plate. Like this. Sort of. You don't need nearly that much. Just a dab. Oh, okay. There. Great. We'll arrange them onto the paper plate and press down gently to make them stick. I did it! Have I made a turtle? It doesn't look like a turtle, quite like a turtle yet, does it?
No.
What do you think he needs?
I think he needs a shell.
You are absolutely right. We'll cut up some pieces of our tissue paper to make him a shell.
How do we do that?
What we'll do is cut our tissue paper into little squares, like this.
Can I try?
Of course, go ahead. We'll keep going until we have lots of pieces.
We have lots of pieces now. How do we make the shell?
First, we'll use our glue sticks again. Let's dab quite a bit into the middle of the paper plate, in between the legs.
All right, I did that.
Great. Now we'll start arranging our tissue squares on top. Can you see how it's starting to look like a shell now?
Yes, but I think we need more.
I think you're right. Let's glue another layer on.
Okay.
Now our turtle has a shell. We just need one more thing.
What's that?
We need to add these funny googly eyes so that our turtle can see.
Oh, they are funny.
We'll stick one on each side of our turtle's head so he can see.
What a lovely turtle.
It is, isn't it? We'll wait until the glue is dry and then we'll stick him on the fridge.